secretary might not be better looking for a position with a diamond mining company. They had grand offices, those people. Quite unlike the single room of the number one ladies' detective agency, which made no statement. Even if its view was worth a thousand words. The acacia trees, so popular with Cape Doves. The Botswana sky. The winding dusty paths through the bush. Well, she began, but got no further before she was interrupted. If you do not have a secretary, Mama Coetzee warned, people will have no confidence in you. A business without a secretary? She shook her head. That cannot be much good. That is what people will say, Ma. They will all say that. Well, Ma, I am especially interested in filing. It is very important to have a good filing system.
Maramotswe sighed.
Ma, she said, there is not much money. This business is only starting. We have no clients yet, I'm afraid. We may never get any. Who knows?
She knew she sounded defeatist, but more than one person had warned her that many new businesses failed to survive beyond a few months.
Mama Coetzee had hesitated, but only briefly. Then she said, that does not matter, Ma. You can pay me when the fees start to come in.
Maramotswe sighed again, and then, not really knowing why she did so, agreed. There could be no mistaking Mama Coetzee's motivation. Somebody who was prepared to work on a speculative basis was bound to be a keen and conscientious employee. And so it was that Mama Coetzee, graduate summa cum laude of the Botswana Secretarial College, with 97% in the final examinations, embarked on her career with the number one ladies detective agency.
It was the best thing I ever did in my life, she said, but then immediately qualified her statement. The best thing after I decided to study at the Botswana Secretarial College, that is.
Maramotswe nodded. That was a very good move, Ma. A higher education stays with you for the rest of your days.
You're right, agreed Mama Coetzee. She looked at Maramotswe, a certain sympathy in her expression. I'm sure you would have done very well yourself, Ma, if you had been given the opportunity.
Maramotswe had left school in her mid-teens. She had done well at Mochudi High School, but there were fewer options in those days, and her formal education had ended then. She would have liked to have gone on to further study. It was one of the regrets of her life that she had not done so. But she had been given a good start by her father, the late Obed Ramotswe, who had patiently taught her so much about the world around her, as a good parent should do. He had taken her on long walks in the bush outside the village, or out at the cattle post, and had introduced her to the complexities of the natural world. He had taught her the Setswana names of the plants they came across, and their traditional use, knowledge that was fast fading in Gaborone and other towns. Words were dying, quietly and unlamented, through lack of use on the lips of younger people. It seemed, at times, that only the old remembered, and as they in due course became silent, whole lexicons of vocabulary were heard no more. He had instructed her, too, in the ways of the San people, who could survive even in the harshest conditions of the Kalahari. Priceless, ancient knowledge that he had acquired from a man of that origin, whom he had known and who was a tracker with the wildlife department. All of that she learned, along with so much else about the country in which they lived, its sayings, its story, the habits of its people. He was proud of such things, and he had made her feel proud, too. We are fortunate, he said, to be who we are, to have been born in this peaceful country, with all that has been given to us. And it was true, they had been given so much. God,